To see the strength in adversity of this community, I think, should inspire all of us. Because this is also what America is all about. When times get tough, we look out for each other.
All right, that was the president talking about what happened at the mudslide and the resiliency, really, of the people. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Welcome to this version of the show. So the Prez was on the road. He vowed that we would stand with all of them in Oso, Washington. He toured the area where a hillside gave out last month, as you know, and wiped out a neighborhood, killing at least 41 people. And he talked about first responders, which, boy, it was rough on them. I cannot even begin to imagine or even try to think about hearing people scream for help and you can't get to them. Then it's the misery of trying to dig up their body through pounds of mud, and that's what it was. Talked about how relentless they were in making sure that they have the resources they need, meaning the feds that were there on the ground and the lawmakers, and talking about being inspired by the community, and this is America, and this is what they're all about. He actually spoke at a local fire station after meeting with the families of the victims for about an hour or so in the community chapel. I mean, I say bravo to that. As much as you want to criticize Obama for other things politically or whatever, this is a presidential thing to do, and he definitely should have done it. There's something about that, and I think when we have a huge tragedy in our nation, especially, you know, something so shocking, whatever it is, in West Texas, in Oso, Washington, remember West was where they had the big explosion of the fertilizer plant, or Oso, Washington, where they've got the, where they had the mudslide, whatever it is, that's definitely something that has to be done by a president and should be done. So he flew over what it looked like in Marine One, how ripped up the trees, the mud still covered the mile of state highway, and what the homes look like, and, you know, that kind of thing. And there's still excavators, by the way, that are hoping to recover the bodies of two others who are still missing. So they've done well in the recovery efforts to be able to extract as many people, find them as they could. But can you just imagine what that is like? I mean, talk about grappling with something unbelievably awful. And along those same lines, it's like we're starting with disaster after disaster. I think one of the more chilling things is the stories emerging in South Korea. Hundreds of people, of course, dead after the ferry full of high school students sank off the coast about a week ago now. And they're nowhere near getting all the bodies out and recovered there. And it's impossible for the divers that go down 500 at a time. They're looking for this one little window when the currents are okay, where they can see a little bit better and just get down there as fast as they can to recover more bodies. They've set up these tents that we've talked about, where they put a sheet over top of the high schooler or the teacher, and it's mostly high schoolers, and then have the men and the boys separated from the women and the girls and the families. It's like the Wailing Wall. It's awful when they go in the tent and then try to identify them. And as somebody, unfortunately, in my television news days right out of school, especially because I was in El Paso and I was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, I covered a lot of accidents, and I covered too many bodies that ended up drowning in the Rio Grande River trying to cross over into the U.S., or they were victims of coyotes or whatever it was. And I'll never forget that, because what did I know about what a body looked like of somebody who had drowned? And when somebody's in the water for a long time, they are so unrecognizable because of how the body swells up. And that's the other aspect of this, of what the people are seeing and trying to identify once they find some of these kids as they're pulling them out. And that's just heartbreaking. You know, they resemble somewhat who they were, but this is their child gone and in this condition. And I think they should do everything they can to prosecute the crew that's involved in that, and especially the captain with his nonsense of waiting for a half an hour. A half an hour time organized on a boat could have gotten many of those kids off. Who knows if all of them would have gotten off, but you sure had a much better shot at that. And a lot of them that they're finding had their, you know, had a life preserver on, a life jacket on around their necks. So they were trying to do something, but they should have gotten them into the water. And the cockamamie story of the captain, which now I've probably said way too many times, if you haven't heard it, one of his big excuses was, well, the currents and the cold water. Currents, cold water, boat sinking. I'll take my chances in the cold water with rescue boats on the way trying to save the people in the water. You have a much better shot, at least, of surviving that than the boat sinks on your head and you're done. It turns over, you're trapped, there's nothing. You've got no chance. They were hoping for pockets of air, but it flipped it, and they would have needed to pick it up, and they didn't. So, sadly, there's nothing you can do. You can't bring people back to life, and they have to deal with the aftermath of this, of burying the people, of, you know, feeling that the heavy hearts, and you could sue, you can do all these things, but it still does not bring back a 16 and 17-year-old kid with everything left in front of them, with their whole life, or however long that life would be in front of them. 16 is way too young for that to happen, especially a tragedy that could have been averted. Plus, we don't even know what happened to the boat itself. There's a lot of, and actually, there's not even that much speculation, because most of the efforts haven't been on what caused this. It's been, okay, we need to get these bodies. We need to recover every single body we can so that the family has somebody to bury. So we got to focus on that. We're not focusing so much on what happened. How did the boat end up in this position, listing and then sinking? Must have hit something below, some kind of rock, something. But what, you know, what was it? That's to come. The story there is to come. It's right now, it's just about getting as many people, as many bodies as they can, as many victims out of the water at this point. And speaking of victims, the disappearing 777, the plane, the Flight 370, which now, you know, we're on 50 days, the families can file suit in American courts against the manufacturer, which is Boeing. And this is going to be tough on Boeing. They say they hope the legal avenues will bring some of that new information to light, because some of that could come out in court. And legally now they can do that. That's big. Because remember, there's one American on board, technically Philip Wood. But the others, the other families, which so many were from China, they're going to be able to do that because Boeing is an American company. So they're able to do that, to go after the plane, to go after the manufacturer. And then this will get more complicated from there and will probably be tied up for a while. But that's big. And there are a lot of lawyers on the ground signing people up probably right now as I speak. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, some odds and ends. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Crannies coming up. Reaction from a big-time courtroom lawyer who's logged lots of hours in some big criminal cases and civil cases across the United States, and 8,500 hours, by the way, in a plane, too. He became a pilot in 1949, probably because he was handling all these crazy cases, so that just helped him there. And he reacts to this affirmative action decision, opinion, if you will, by the Supreme Court that's coming up around the bend. Plus, we're going to take your temperature, go to the mailbag, lots of emails. Some of you had a few things to say about upholding the Supreme Court, upholding Michigan's affirmative action ban, and what does that mean for the states? Because now the state has the right to figure out whether racial preferences can be considered in college admissions. And that's big, because some people were leapfrogged because of that. Other people, that was one of the factors of helping them get into college. And that was the big argument about affirmative action. There are a lot of minorities are fuming over this, that saying that now it's going to swing back in the other direction because of it. And there was a reason why affirmative action was put in play. And my point of view is, leave it up to the states. Leave it up to the states then. I'd rather have more state rights on this anyway, to go from place to place, than to have an overall federal law on this. I mean, you know, if they're going to be in between on this, then forget it. If they're not going to be able to resolve it. Now, see, this is what Justice Kennedy said. The case isn't about how the debate about racial preferences should be resolved. It's about who may resolve it. So who may resolve it? In other words, we're the robes. We don't want to resolve it. We're cherry picking this. You resolve it. Because it came before us and it was a serious case, and it was a serious case of a kid, of a girl who couldn't get into to Michigan, wanted to go there her whole life, did everything she was supposed to do to try to get in, and then she was leapfrogged, but she was leapfrogged because of the policy of how many minorities had to get into the school according to their rating system, and this is was a long time case in coming and working its way up to the Supreme Court. Then it did, so now they've just upheld that decision in Michigan, that ban. But it has rippling effects on lots of other states. And Kennedy, who wrote for the majority, suggested that rights extend even beyond college policies, kicking open the door for the whole workplace thing, saying there's no authority in the federal constitution or in the court's precedents for the judiciary to set aside Michigan laws that commit to the voters the determination whether racial preferences may be considered in governmental decisions, in particular with the respect to school admissions. So is that true? The case is not about the debate. It's about who can resolve it. Good to uphold that or thumbs down. We had some thoughts in the mailbag. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can jump on any time, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I want to tell you about something else while we're mixing it up here before I jump around, as my mind is wont to do, probably just like many of you. You know that the average American has an 8-second attention span? So we're all running around with that same disease. But check this out. It is officially World Book Night in the U.S. And what is World Book Night? World Book Night means to you that coming up on our next show, anybody who tweets me their favorite book at Real and Follows, Real Radio Talk has a chance to win the prize package. And what is the prize package? Well, check this out. The whole thing of World Book Night was to get more awareness of the power of reading and to get books into the hands of people who couldn't get books, who couldn't get some of the previous classics. And, you know, I'll say classics, classic novels and other books, current books that are out there. So each year, 30 books are chosen by an independent panel of librarians and booksellers. Publishers pay the cost of producing the specially printed free World Book Night editions. And then the book titles are announced. So April 23rd, this is your, you know, they go out, they're in all communities all over the place, selected ones. I mean, not everyone on the face of the earth and or in the United States, but they're in a lot of communities. They give books to people who don't regularly read or people who don't have the access to the printed books because of means or access or for whatever reason. And I love it, as I'm passionate about books. So here's the deal. If you tweet me your favorite book, or just follow, you know, just follow me on Real Radio Talk, you could be a winner. We're going to give away a couple of these books. I mean, in other words, you know, you get a prize pack. And in the prize pack, one of my favorite books, Catch 22, in fact, might be my favorite book, Catch 22, The Dog Star, Wild, Botany of Desire, and The 100 Best Loved Poems, the 100 Best Loved Poems, which is pretty cool. I mean, there's all kinds of great stuff in there. But just even the books in general, you'll probably like some of them. If you don't like all of them, you could give them away. But it's a great opportunity. So just remember this. Go to Real Radio Talk on Twitter and follow me. Send me your favorite book or just follow me. Say, I'm following you. And then all of a sudden, you may be the winner when we have the big drawing as we start our next show, I think it's very cool that they do that. They're going out to places like nursing homes, underfunded schools, VA hospitals, Little League games, subways, diners. I mean, just all over the place. And I hope that some people that really, really want a book get a chance to have a crack at it, and you could have a chance at it too, simply by doing that, as I already mentioned. Okay, quickly, as we're heading into more in depth about the Supreme Court and the Michigan affirmative action ban, and you know, what does that all mean? One final thought here as we're kicking it around: the story of the rancher and what's happening in Clive and Bundy and what's happening in Nevada has now spread to other areas. The Republicans are warning the Bureau of Land Management that they're eyeing apparently a land grab along the Texas-Oklahoma border that don't you dare. So now all eyes are on how much land the BLM has. This whole cattle rancher deal, the Bundy deal, has opened the eyes, I think, of some other states, especially out west, as to what could happen. So the Texas Attorney General, Greg Abbott, fired a letter off to the BLM director saying, you know, you appear to be threatening the private property rights of Texans, and we're not going to put up with this. Decisions of this magnitude can't be made inside a bureaucratic black box. And I wanted to get that out there because I am giving him credit for coining that term, bureaucratic black box. That is what we live with, isn't it? And in this case, it's true. We're talking about 90,000 acres of land. They're talking about, the BLM is talking about claiming 90,000 acres of it, arguing that the land a long time ago was determined to be public property. And these acres, these thousands of acres, are on the Texas side of the Red River, and it's directly between the border of Texas and Oklahoma. So we might see more of this, 90,000 acres. And I don't think they're going to let it go. I think this is going to be a big court battle. I really, really do. All right, we're going back to the Supreme Court. That's next here on America Tonight.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
The next 30 seconds could save your life or that of someone you love. The Peacekeeper Mini by Tigerlite is the latest in high-tech self-defense. Combining the number one rated Tigerlite with the amazing new Bluetooth GPS crowd alert technology, there is nothing like it. Endorsed by top police, military, and self-defense experts. Pre-order now at one-third the retail price at Indiegogo.com. Search Peacekeeper Mini.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Here they come again. Catch a sip you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch a sip you can.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Edwin Marger, an attorney from Georgia who has been in many, 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 many courtrooms, has had many, many, many jury and bench trials. And I say that because now so often we see that there's attorneys that don't really go into courthouses anymore, and part of that is because of just settling cases and the fact that a lot of them don't end up in that direction. But, of course, Edwin has been an attorney who's been practicing in the criminal and civil law area. We're really thrilled to have him because there's a big ruling today from the Supreme Court, a 6-2 ruling, in fact, that has some interesting repercussions, I think. The Supreme Court upholding the state's ban on affirmative action in college admissions. And, of course, we're talking about Michigan voters having the right to change their state constitution to prohibit, basically, public colleges and universities from taking account of race in admission decisions. Edwin, thanks again for coming on America Tonight.
You're sure welcome. How can I help you?
So in talking about this ruling, first of all, give me, from a legal perspective, what it means with the Supreme Court holding this up. In your opinion, in your personal opinion, is this good or bad?
Well, I believe in affirmative action. And affirmative action actually, in a great number of states, has not been injured in any way. But the Supreme Court has said is that the voters of any given state can change their constitution so as to preclude affirmative action. I think that as far as affirmative action goes in the other states that have not done that, it still is flying good and will remain that way.
So do you think that some people will misinterpret it? Because I think that there's some confusion, I guess. It depends on the state, is what you're saying.
Well, I think that there are always people out there who don't seem to read or listen. Of course there'll be people who misinterpret it. They'll think that affirmative action is dead. Affirmative is not dead. It is alive and living, except in those states which have changed the Constitution to preclude it from being implemented.
Yeah, and it, you know, it's interesting. There's seven other states, as you said, you so aptly pointed out, California, Florida, Washington, Arizona, Nebraska, Oklahoma, New Hampshire. They've got similar bans, so they may follow suit there, if you will. And this ruling was expected, wasn't it, after the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals struck down the Michigan law?
Yes, the Sixth Circuit, of course, was divided also. As a matter of practicality, this has been coming along for some time. Affirmative action is no longer needed in the minds of some folks. They believe that the minorities in this country have succeeded to getting to a point where they could do things on their own and therefore not have to have the help of the government. I don't think that that's accurate, but in some states, that's the way they believe, and certainly in Michigan and California, that's one of the ways.
Yeah. From along the lines of the Supreme Court, you know, the decision being splintered with Roberts and Alito joining Kennedy's opinion, and then Scalia and Clarence Thomas concurring in a separate opinion, and then you break it down from there. Normally what you see on the left wing, I guess if you will call it, of the court's decisions with Breyer and whatnot. I guess this isn't necessarily a surprise either, is it?
No, and the interesting thing is that you've got a 6-2 rule, and Kagan, of course, didn't work on this one, but the people who voted for the ban and allowed Michigan to do as they please were people who are diverse. Breyer certainly isn't a right-winger. He's on the left. But Breyer also felt that the time had come for the end of affirmative action.
Yeah. Edwin, as I mentioned at the top, You're somebody who has certainly worn the leather out in many, many courtrooms. And I said that a lot of things are settling now. As somebody who is a senior attorney and really seen and done it all, why do you think that is? I mean, do you think it's just the press to settle it, just settle everything and let's not go into court? Or do you think there are some attorneys that kind of avoid going into court?
Well, I think that it's easier for an attorney to work in his own backyard. I have chased around the country most of my 60 years of practice, and I like the trial court, I like the judges, and I like the juries. But I don't think that it matters whether you're a trial lawyer or you just deal with something that is your own specialty. There are family lawyers, criminal lawyers, social security lawyers. And as long as the lawyers remember that their job is not only to help themselves, but to help the public, then it's okay.
You know, as you were saying, traveling all over the place, is that why you got your pilot's license? You've been a pilot since, is that right, 1949?
Got my license at 49. I've got 8,500 hours. And flying has been a part of my career as well as the practice of law.
Yeah. Of all the cases that you tried, either criminally or civilly, what one are you the most proud of?
What I'm most proud of?
Yeah, that you felt like you got a really just decision and you felt good about it. And you probably have a bunch of them.
But I never
might
look for justice. What I look for there has been due process and fairness. And I must say that I think that in this country, the juries nowadays, if not the judges, really know what due process and fairness is. I believe in the system, and I'm happy to have been part of it.
Yeah. All right, Edwin, thank you so much for coming on America Tonight and discussing this with us. We appreciate it, and we'll see what some more of the reaction is. We'll be talking about it tonight on America Tonight. You can call 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Edwin, thanks.
Well, I appreciate you having me. Come on to Jasper, Georgia.
I love it. Thanks. That sounds like fun. Thanks, Edwin. All right, so you got to love that Jazz for Georgia plug there at the end. I mean, is there anything better than listening to jazz? And that's what they do. Just so you know, if you are curious about that, they just kick open all the jazz in Georgia and play all over the place, you know, from pop to jazz to pop to coffee house rock, all that kind of stuff. That's part of what the deal is. And it's supposed to be pretty... it's supposed to be pretty good. He kind of piqued my interest with that, and I talked to someone, and they said, oh, yeah, you know, we rival New Orleans, at least for that one time period as far as jazz is concerned. And as I said there, if you want to throw in your two cents about this Supreme Court decision, of course you can. 855-266-5283. I mentioned the numbers already. I'll throw them out again. And this is really a question of, isn't it interesting that the Supreme Court throws this back into the, you know, throws this back into the laps of the states, and this will have an effect on a lot of these, some of these bigger schools, I think, depending on the state, and the outcry really still on both sides of this, because there's a lot of minorities that are really up in arms about it, saying that, you know, you wait and see. There was a reason why it was kicked into place, and there's going to be some blowback from this. There's going to be people that should be given the opportunity that aren't given the opportunity. You know, affirmative action, the affirmative action programs first were, of course, kicked around in the 1960s, and that was to fight what was discrimination against minorities, and in some cases just egregious, and it was. There were cases where it was unbelievable. But then we, of course, went too far in another direction. So in November of 2012, a divided 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati ruled Michigan's ban unconstitutional. It prompted the state to appeal to the Supreme Court. And by now you know, obviously, what happened there. And Michigan's Republican Attorney General said that the Supreme Court provided other states with a constitutional roadmap. If they want to enact another law, a similar law, then okay, hear are the voices of the voters who overwhelmingly voted to require equal treatment in admissions. Other states with a similar bans, by the way, Arizona, California, Florida, Nebraska, New Hampshire, and I mentioned those, but I'm going to say them again because I've been asked this a couple times, Oklahoma and Washington, so now you've heard it twice. Civil rights groups argued that the 2006 Michigan constitutional amendment that passed as a ballot initiative had imposed burdens on racial minorities in violation of the Constitution's guarantee of equal protection. But this decision, this opinion, this decision made it clear that the voter-approved affirmative action bans can withstand legal challenges. That's what it shows. It also could encourage other states to pass similar bans and deter challenges to existing bans in the states that I just mentioned, which is most likely what will happen there. And, I mean, the idea is, shouldn't it be, I mean, what is the point system? Shouldn't there be a better way to do this? Shouldn't there be an equitable way to do this? Although, you know, with universities, politics certainly comes into play. Hey, we're hitting the mailbag next. A lot of people had some opinions about this and some other things as well. We'll wrap that around coming up around the bend.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you. A pretty face don't make no pretty heart. I learned that, but it's from the start. You think I'm cute, a little bit shy, mama, I ain't that kind of guy. Doctor, doctor, give me the news, I got a bad case loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill, I got a bad case loving you.
Coming up on America Tonight, as I said, we're going to head to the mailbag. In fact, I was busy there listening to the tunage and getting my shoes on. We're doing the walk to the mailroom, and let's check those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
All right. This one is from Jacob, who says, Kate, I don't understand the Supreme Court ruling. I'm a white guy, but I have friends who had a tough time getting a fair shake on the other side of this. I won't mention the school, but it was pretty darn tough. I do think that some discrimination exists in a sense, and there needs to be a policy where race does count. I guess what's happened is too much it's counted, so there are other people that should have been in the position that got left out, and that's not right either. So, okay, so here's what I would say. I think it should be up to the states. I think this was the smart thing to do, because already we have this with the bans in other states. Let them decide. What before had to happen in the 60s is different than what we see now, I think, unless I'm totally naive to this. But in talking with educators, there is a crazy political process that happens naturally at, naturally in some of the processes, unfortunately, at the collegiate level. So we've already got that in the mix. That's tough to break through that code anyway. A lot of times, it used to be SAT scores and looking just strictly at transcripts and what was your college grades, and depending on the school, the university, the public university you're talking about getting into, and then, geez, what was your extracurricular activities, and were you on any teams, and were you the head of the, yearbook committee, and now in some cases the deck is so stacked against kids where it's tougher to get in, limited space, crazy amount of tuition in some cases. I mean, it's a different question all the way around. And unfortunately, I really think the opposite started to happen to some people, like in this case of Michigan. But how divisive is the question in general, and what does it mean for, beyond colleges, the admission policies? Shouldn't it just be? I mean, I know this is such a utopian nonsense to say this, but can't it just ever be the best candidate? How about the best candidate for any job? How about the best candidate for, okay, we have so many slots for freshmen to get on the main campus for big schools and this many. Can't there just be a process? But even saying that, they have to have some sort of system in play, because what if you just went with a complete grading system? That wouldn't work either. And because of the competition, I think it makes it tough. All right, I veered off and went off on a tangent, but let's take another one. This one from Keith on the same lines. He says, bravo, Supreme Court. What a great way to settle this. Let it go back into the laps of the state. Let them decide. Let the voters decide what they want to see happen. I don't think marginalized groups are going to get trampled on, because now the marginalized groups include everybody, from minorities to white folks. I think it's mind-blowing, some of the college applications and requirements to try to get into schools that seemingly you just had to have decent grades to get into in the past, but I guess it's not the 1970s anymore. All right, so one bravo, one negative. Here's one from James, and James says, hi, Kate Delaney. Listened to the show for a long time. Never have really emailed you. It seems I hear a lot of people say that when you go to the mailbag, but I felt compelled to throw in on this captain in Korea. I mean, this isn't even in America, but it is creepy. It's creepy to read about it. It's creepy that all those kids, their bodies are underneath the ocean waiting for these divers to somehow find them. I think they ought to nail that captain to the wall, and hopefully that's exactly what happens. He could have evacuated that ship or come close to it anyway. Instead, he allows all of those kids and some of those teachers to die, and that's just flat out wrong. Got another one of those from Cameron, who says, thumbs down to that captain. I'm glad they cuffed him. I'm glad that the people are calling for his head on a silver platter. He doesn't deserve to see the light of day. He should definitely do some serious jail time. But there is nothing that can bring back those kids. When you lose someone that way, so suddenly, so unexpectedly, and so young, I think it takes a lot of therapy and a lot of positive help from the people around, thinking that there are that many people in Seoul that are dealing with it from that particular high school. It is absolutely grief counseling that is at the top of the agenda for all of those people, which I'm sure has already been worked on. Yeah, the from that one area, from that one suburban area, that's all. I mean, you just wipe them all out. All those kids in that high school at that age, and how many of them? Hundreds. It's terrible. It's terrible to think about that. And all you can do is offer the counseling and go through the steps. What are you going to do? You have to put one step in front of the other, one foot in front of the other, and maybe there's some comfort in the fact that there's other people around, because there's too many people around that, frankly, are sharing the same terrible fate for their children. To have lost their life this way is just awful, awful, awful. All right, how about this one from Perry on the Ukraine? It's silly. Why do we even talk about it? Putin rules. I'm not pro-Russia. I'm just saying, quite obviously, he has outmaneuvered our president. I'm not necessarily anti-Obama, but I think he is bungling a few things lately. If he were up for election again, I'd have to say I probably wouldn't vote for him, even though I did the last two times around. You have to be strong and you have to make a firm decision. It seems like the decisions are soft to me, especially when it comes to Putin and the Ukraine, and when it comes to anything that we've been talking about in the Middle East. Once a hero in the Arab Spring, and now just disaster and chaos everywhere we look in the Middle East. Yeah, for certain, we've seen what's happened in Syria. It's outrageous what's happened, but even more than Assad and the chemical weapons and getting the stockpiles, also what happened in Egypt. And it seems like every time we touch something there, we do not have the Midas touch. So this whole brokering of peace, the Palestinians and the Israelis and the West Gaza, it's just that same old continuing theme, by the way. All right, you know what to do. If you have any thoughts and you want to share them with us, you can do that pretty easily. All you have to do is go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you are in, my friend.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.